Amazing.
All the keynotes are behind us.
That's right. We had the last one this morning, didn't we?
Rick Rashid.
Yep. Did you dial that thing yet?
Oh, no. But while I'm dialing it, I just want to say a shout out to Elizabeth Swanson. Mike Swan. She let her husband go for a week, and I appreciate it.
That's amazing.
She misses him. So, hi, Elizabeth.
I'll take you on a cruise when I get back.
Because you're the best husband in the world.
That's right.
So, Rick rocked this morning.
Rick was awesome this morning. So this is a keynote I always look forward to. Every time I've sat in the seats at the PDC, I've always looked forward to Rick because he gets up and he talks about stuff that it just blows your mind. I mean, we got a lot of mind-blowing stuff, but it's usually related to like putting a fire hose in somebody's mouth and just pumping information. His is just expands your mind so much.
Exactly.
With what they do. The size of the organization stuns me too.
They talk about all
over the globe in lots of locations. The fact that a lot of the code that he wrote itself is in a lot of major operating systems today, including OS X, is a little weird too. So he mentioned the iPhone and a lot of his code running on an iPhone. As a developer, you know, writing code that many years ago and having it run on a device that fits in the palm of your hand would probably seem like freaking magic, right? If we beamed back and said, hey, Rick, you know what? That code's going to run on a little device like this? Yeah, right. What are you smoking?
But he has real cred, right?
He does.
He's the real deal.
He is the real deal. He was a professor at Carnegie Mellon.
I know. He had some really cool demos. My favorite was the Boku one, which is going to help kids learn how to program. And my favorite thing was he said, all you need is to know how to read and some basic arithmetic. And I'm like, I can do that.
You can do that.
Those are me. We had some other cool stuff. Of course, they talked about the Worldwide Telescope. That's always amazing. Make Robert's Google cry.
And by the way, Worldwide Telescope in the back here, right?
It's way top
over the expo there, and we've got Worldwide Telescope.
So the other interesting thing is that they did the sensor demo that kind of measures like the HVAC in the room, so the heat that people are putting off and everything else and how it moves and how it gets from cold to hot and back to cold.
Yeah.
So what people probably don't know is that when we were setting up the keynote hall and putting all that production in.
So this is like days ago now.
A week ago, practically. Yep. Before the trellises went up in the sky, we put sensors on all of them. And so we were actually tracking the heat of the PDC customers and attendees sitting in the keynote hall this morning.
That's really amazing.
And they showed the little devices. I mean, they're not any bigger than this. They're wireless. They take a little battery, got a little processor, a little bit of memory. I think they self-register themselves. I mean, really cool stuff. And we saw the visualization for people who weren't here. They'll have to watch the recording. But you could actually see a heat map played over time. You could see when the air conditioning went on, the areas got blue. You could see when people got excited, the areas went red. Fascinating data. And I hear they've actually been talking to the heating and cooling folks here at the convention center, and they want these devices so they can actually start to optimize their own systems.
Oh, yeah.
So already having an impact even here in the convention center.
Very cool.
A wild keynote. Well received. Lots of people there.
So what else? Sessions,
yeah. Well, funny, you just walked by Anders' room.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We've got like a special rule when we schedule at PDC. It's if Anders, then put him in the biggest room and schedule a repeat and prepare for overflows. And he's probably going to get the highest score. And, you know, all the other speakers are jealous. Interesting tidbit right now. We've got a little piece of signage up in the speaker room, which you can kind of see over there in the distance.
Yep.
But in the speaker room, there's a plasma display that lists real time the top 10 speakers. And, of course, as soon as Anders spoke, he went to the top. Although right now, Daniel Moth is tied with Anders at the
right
top.
Right on, Daniel.
So there's a little battle going on there with Daniel.
Yep.
So that's fantastic. He overflowed his second repeat session, so he's packing them in. People just want to hear Anders.
Wow. And people continue to watch the sessions online, at home, following along in real time. I think we're getting them up like within less than 12 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. The decks go up there as well, so if you missed that. There's PDC proceedings this year. It's the first time we've done that. And they're actually a write-up of what happened in the room. So in addition to watching the video, maybe you can't invest that much time or we want the session to be more searchable, we've actually got a one-page document that talked about what happened in the room. And this is actually reporting kind of from in the room.
Right.
Not what we hoped to say in the room, but also what happened there, what kind of questions were asked.
And we're going to publish that, right?
Yeah, then they'll go in the same spot. So if you go to the agenda on MicrosoftPDC.com, find the actual session, go in the lower right, there's a little video details link, it goes over to Channel 9, and on that page you can download the video and all the formats Channel 9 supports, you can download the PowerPoint, you can download the proceedings, and the coolest thing I think that we have this year is a discussion thread. So you can continue to talk about the content that's in the session. So, really cool.
Very cool.
Really cool stuff.
Not done yet. It may feel like we're tired and exhausted and want to go home, but we still have a whole other day and a half. Tonight we have the Ask the Experts reception. All the speakers are going to be in the house and available for questions.
Matter of fact, behind the camera here, I can see rows and rows and rows of alcoholic beverages being set up for later tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're getting... Oh, yeah. Pan over and get that. All free for the taking.
Oh, the bar.
I'll tell you
the
what.
The bar in the bar.
It makes the question, as we get later into the 3 hours, the questions become more and more interesting, right?
Indeed.
And we're going to be staffing a table about PDC, getting feedback. Yep. Also, we're having a Women in Technology reception tonight. Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about that. What's that?
So, there aren't enough females that are in technology or here at the PDC conference. And so, we like to, it's not just for females exclusively. Mm-hmm. Men and women both are invited. But we like to get all of the women together and just talk to each other, you know, network, find out what we know, what kind of challenges they have, mm-hmm. very similar to the experiences I'm having, mm-hmm. meet, you know, new people that can mentor you and role model you. It's just about bringing people together.
That's great. We've done a video series on Channel 9.
Absolutely.
And we had the, Women Build, was it called? I think
the Lego,
the Lego thing
the
workshop that we did for the first time ever this year as well.
Absolutely.
So I love that we're representing the women here. I've seen female t-shirts actually,
yes,
right? Because we always forget to do the female t-shirts, and this year we've done that too.
Good
but it's
job.
But it's about diversity in general.
Yeah,
diversity
totally.
With a capital D. It's not just about females, so all are welcome.
But that's the biggest glaring problem in the industry.
Yes. I mean, we don't track it at registration, so it's just a matter of looking around. It's anecdotal. You can do the wordles with the first names,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, we need more women, obviously.
Yeah.
Cool.
So what else?
So I want to talk about the Wordle thing, because that was fascinating. People might say, well, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
So, Wordle.net, which is a cool site where you can actually either paste in a bunch of text, point to a URL, or I think an RSS feed. It'll suck all the data down, it'll count the word counts, and it'll basically create what kind of like a cloud view, like a map, a tag cloud view of how words are used in the text or in the site. It's very easy then to start seeing data. So we did that just for fun, on first names for folks that are attending the PDC. And although everyone is convinced that I rigged it, the number one name in the biggest font is Michael.
Yeah.
But we see David, we see a bunch of other names. The first one that might be female or could be is Chris. But the most obvious one, actually, it turns out to be Jennifer. It is almost like we rigged the thing.
Is it more than one Jennifer?
Okay. There's many Jennifers.
You should seek her out.
Made it large enough. That's exactly right. So Wordle.net, if people want to play with it, actually, it's a cool data visualization tool. We've used it a bit.
Very cool.
So I just came from the beginning of a session called Oomph, a micro format toolkit.
Mix Online.
Which is all about the Mix team doing some cool stuff.
Yep.
Prepping for Mix 09, talking about their first project. It's all about micro formats. You can read more about micro formats at microformats.org.
Yep.
It's basically about putting little tags in your HTML to call out calendar entries, for example. So if you have an event, instead of just showing the text on the page, you can glitter it with some magic pixie dust, fairly straightforward, and all of a sudden you can do some really innovative stuff with it. So they're showing their micro format toolkit and how it integrates with the browser, not just IE, it integrates with all the browsers. You can just inject one line of JavaScript and get all this functionality that those guys have.
It's at
visitmix.com, and of course their session will be available online just like all of the other sessions.
Guess what else we announced today?
What?
Take a deep breath.
Yeah?
PDC 09, baby!
Oh my gosh. Wow, we're barely out of this one. What are you talking about?
So next November, the 17th through the 20th, we are back in Los Angeles.
So 13 months from now, we'll be right back in the same very facility.
For the 14th PDC.
Wow.
Hey,
that's
Mike,
amazing.
Want to be a content owner?
We'll edit this piece out.
No, we won't.
Actually, I love being content owner.
So save the date. Mark your calendar.
Save the date. It's on November, you remember?
17th through the 20th.
So if you're doing budgeting for your trip or your education next year.
Exactly.
I've seen some people tweeting that there was a tweet earlier yesterday, I think, that basically said, wow, I'm actually going to plan for this next year. They didn't know we had one at the time, but plan for this as my training. So they were going to take their training budget and apply it to come into PDC.
Right. Even though we're not a training event.
We're not really a training event, but you learn a lot.
That's right.
We're
a strategic briefing event.
That's right. We're about the future.
Yeah.
Right? People ask me, what's the PDC really about? I always boil it down to one word, and it's future. It's future of Microsoft, future of the industry, where we think things are going, future of just technology, our products. It's the place that we look, you know, use the crystal ball, and we look at where things are headed, and we try to get it as right as we can. Sometimes we get it wrong, but we get a lot of feedback. That's the best part about it.
That's good. Did you have a fun time at the party last night at Universal Studios?
Well, you know, I went to Tom Colicchio's restaurant with a couple friends, and it was great. But I heard the party was cool. Everyone was talking about the Simpsons ride.
Yeah, it was very scary because of that horror theme.
Horror theme.
Horror
theme. Choose
horror.
Exactly.
Horror.
Important distinction. Yeah, I heard that one was really good.
Yeah, people loved it.
So
there you go.
There you go.
I was there.
By the way, the hands-on labs this year?
Yeah.
If we look at the numbers, off the charts.
Wow.
People are really sitting down and playing with the technology. So we took a different approach this year, and it seems to be paying off. In prior years, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.